The Coming King, Advent Devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries, written by Carrie Vo.
An Ordinary World, Saturday, December 22nd. Our text is Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. Luke starts the story of Jesus' birth by dating it to a tax registration, the one when Quirinius was governor, he says. All the things to use to date the birth of the Son of God? Luke could have picked something more exciting, something more interesting, perhaps the death of a famous person, or the date of a battle, or the invention or discovery of some important object. He doesn't do this. Luke goes for the old, eternal standby, because as the proverb tells us, two things are guaranteed in life, death and taxes. Could Luke have probably picked something more boring? And yet it's wholly appropriate, isn't it? Because Jesus was coming into a humdrum, everyday world, a world filled with ordinary, boring, and occasionally painful things like taxes. His life would be filled with ordinary meals, ordinary activities like waking, sleeping, walking, talking to friends, and so on. His public ministry didn't even start until he was about 30 years old. Before that, what? Probably the weekly round of work, worship, caring for a family, ordinary things. So ordinary that Luke doesn't even bother to write them down. But it's appropriate that our Savior should have had this sort of life for so long, because these were the kind of people he was coming to save. People like us, with work to do and taxes to pay and dinner to cook. Few of us are rich and famous. Our lives are not all excitement all the time. But our need for a Savior who loves us and understands us is truly all the time. We will never not need Jesus, not even for a single moment. And because of God's love for us, we have Him more sure and more certain than anything, even death or taxes. We pray. Father, thank you for sending your Son to us in our ordinary world to be our Savior. Amen.